Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
What is the No Spin News all about?
You know that this is a fact-based analysis news program. You know that. We avoid speculation. We don't do conspiracies here. We don't do party politics here. We're not nonpartisan. That's wrong. Not that. Okay, we are advocates for a stronger America and a more just society. We don't believe in communism. We don't believe in socialism. We don't believe in nihilism. We don't believe in the progressive woke culture. We think it is un-American. We don't support that. So you should know what we are, and it would then crystallize what we do.
Listen to the No Spin News. Subscribe to Bill O'Reilly's podcast feed wherever podcasts are available.
Good morning. Welcome to Politics by Faith, brought to you by the Patriot Gold Group. Hope you had a wonderful weekend. Last week on the radio show, Sirius XM Patriot, every weekday from 6 to 9 in the morning, simulcast on the First TV, thefirsttv.com, 347 on DirecTV, everywhere you stream, Roku, Pluto, etc., plug, etc., etc. We played some clips of a group of illegal immigrants, turned out to be 1,000 of them, in front of the New York City Council, complaining. The clips that were out there were of them complaining about how the food was no good and the accommodations at the hotels that they were staying at for free, from their perspective free, were not up to par. And there was a city councilwoman, Vicky Palladino, is her name. There's 51 city councilwoman, council people, and 9 of them are conservative. She's one of them. And she said, "Who told you that the streets were paved with gold? They're not." So I said, "Oh, I got to talk to this woman." So we had her on the show the next day. She's amazing. And she said, "Oh, it wasn't just those clips. It went on for hours. There were 6 hours of complaining and whining and moaning." One African illegal, they're all illegal, said that there are 500 languages spoken in the Congo alone, just the Congo, 500 different languages, and New York City doesn't accommodate all these different languages. One person said, "We spend too much money on the police department, on the NYPD, and not enough on migrants." One person, according to Vicky, complained that we give these illegal aliens free tampons, and in Africa, they don't use tampons. So that is culturally insensitive. We got done with that segment after the first segment where we just played the initial clips. My producer came in my ear and said, "Oh, well, that was infuriating." But I really wanted to talk to Vicky about that "streets are paved with gold" comment. I haven't heard that in a long time, but it reminded me of an interview we did. I'll never forget it. He's a man who will always be in my like Slater family lore, and my kids know of him. His name's Bud Fink. We talked to him a couple times on my San Diego local radio show, World War II veteran Bud Fink. I have like 20 Bud Fink stories in the back of my mind, ready to share at a moment's notice. And "The Streets Are Paved with Gold" is one of his classic stories. 10 years ago, and I found that interview. And here's that moment.
He had 6 children and raised them up, bought a house in Brooklyn. And he was doing, and that's when I was a youngster and I asked him, "What made you come to America?" And he said, "Well, they told us the streets were paved with gold." So I began to laugh. I said, "You didn't believe all that. And he got angry with me, grabbed my arm, took me to the window and pointed to the street and said, "You see that street? That street is paved with gold. And don't you ever forget it." He says, "Look what we have in this house. You have an uncle who was a roofer, worked all day as a roofer and went to school at night, became an engineer. You've got an aunt who's a school teacher. You've got another aunt who's a law secretary. He said, you know what they would be if they were back in Ukraine? They'd be peasants. And they would marry peasants. And their kids would marry peasants. Don't ever tell me those streets are not paved with gold. God bless him." And you know what? He was absolutely, positively, unequivocally right.
How great is that? Now, times have changed. That was 10 years ago. And when he told that story 10 years ago, it was assumed that we didn't even need to dive deeper into it. That of course, yeah, the streets are paved with gold. But of course, you have to work to have the street paved with gold. Because the people who paved it before you worked, they mined the gold and paved the gold. So there is a street that you can walk on. But you have to keep mining and keep paving yourself. It took a lot of effort for Bud's parents and aunts and uncles to get where they were. This is the land of opportunity, not the land of handouts. The councilwoman said she's never seen a level of entitlement like she saw. The road is paved with gold, not the escalator or the people mover at the airport. You stand on it and go. You still have to do the walking, or even before that, the mining and the paving.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
So we talked a lot about the streets are paved with gold, but someone sent me an email and said, "Slater, the streets are not paved with gold in America. They're paved with gold in heaven." Revelation 21:21. "And the 12 gates were 12 pearls, each of the gates made of a single pearl, and the street of the city was pure gold, like transparent glass." Oh, I had no idea that that's where that came from. I love when there are cultural expressions that are rooted in the Bible. To me, it just proves how we used to be a country that was rooted in the Bible, because you could make an expression like this and everyone knew what you were referring to. I didn't even know. See, this is how... like, I did not grow up in a culturally Christian country, right? Because the streets are paved with gold. Like, no one, I didn't put it right back to, oh, that's, they're talking about heaven, really. But what's going on here now in the Bible? Let's jump there. So Revelation, John got a look at the new Jerusalem, John describes in Revelation. He says, "Now I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. Then I, John, saw the holy city, new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband." Meaning it's the most beautiful thing you could ever see. I'm skipping ahead a little bit here. "And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. Then he who sat on his throne said, 'Behold, I make all things new.' And he said to me, 'Write, for these words are true and faithful.'" There's a ton more. You can go to, this is all Revelation 21. But focusing on the dimensions of the city here, "He who talked with me had a gold reed to measure the city, its gates, and its wall. The city is laid out as a square. Its length is as great as its breadth. And he measured the city with the reed, 12,000 furlongs." Get to that in a second. "Its length, breadth, and height are equal." Whoa. "Then he measured its wall, 144 cubits, according to the measure of a man, that is of an angel." So 12,000 furlongs, it's 1,500 miles about. It's Maine to Florida or so. That's how big the city is. "The construction of its wall was of jasper, and the city was pure gold like clear glass. The foundations of the wall of the city were adorned with all kinds of precious stones. The first foundation was jasper, the second sapphire, the third chalcedony, the fourth emerald, the fifth sardonyx, the sixth sardius, the seventh chrysolite, the eighth beryl, the ninth topaz, the tenth chrysoprase, the 11th jacinth, and the 12th amethyst. The 12 gates were 12 pearls. Each individual gate was of one pearl, and the street of the city was pure gold, like transparent glass. Gold, like, there's incredible detail there, right? Gold, like transparent glass. So all of this, personal note here, I believe everything in the Bible is true. I believe it's exactly, perfectly true. If you want to make the argument that something is like poetry, you have to make the argument that it is poetry. But I'm coming at everything in the Bible as literal truth. It's my starting point. I believe this is literally exactly what New Jerusalem will look like. That being said, it is also the idea that this is a place that words can't describe. It's infinitely better than anything man has ever built. It's unfathomable. It's incomprehensibly beautiful. Today, we make buildings out of steel and glass. They're so ugly. Even the most beautiful buildings in the world are made out of stone. They're not transparent. Roads are made out of concrete, asphalt. Nothing beautiful about that. I like the analysis I read once that any gold we find today has to be smelted to get the impurities out. But this gold is pure. It's pure beyond anything that we have in our fallen world. And it's so pure, it's transparent. Let's not put anything past God's ability. Those are the streets paved with gold that we will experience in heaven. No thanks to us. Here's what Charles Spurgeon says of this. The saint's destiny is glory. What is glory, brethren? What is it, I mean, among the sons of men? It is generally understood to be fame, a great repute, the sound of trumpets, the noise of applause, the sweets of approbation among the crowd and in high places. The queen of Sheba came from afar to see the glory of Solomon. What was that glory, brethren? It was the glory of a rare wisdom, excelling all others. It was the glory of immense riches, expended upon all manner of magnificence and splendor. As for this last glory, the Lord says of it that a lily of the field has more of it than Solomon. Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Yet that is what men mean by glory, rank, position, power, conquest, things that make the ears of men to tingle when they hear of them, things extraordinary and rare. All this is but a dim shadow of what God means by glory. Yet out of the shadow we may obtain a little inkling of what the substance must be. God's people shall be wise and even famous, for they shall shine as the stars forever and ever. God's people shall be rich. The very streets of their abode are paved with gold. He ends with this. When a certain old man dies that I know of, I believe that I shall be so immensely rich that I shall dwell in a place that is paved with gold, the walls of which are builded with precious stones. But my friends, you have all got an old man to die. And when he's dead, if you are followers of Jesus, you will come in for your inheritance. I don't know if I'm going to use that expression anymore. Streets are paved with gold as it relates to America. Or if I do, I'll be sure to emphasize the mining and the working part of it, the opportunity part of it. But when I think of streets paved with gold now, I'll be thinking of heaven. I'll be thinking of where I'm going to be spending eternity. Those are the streets that matter the most. MikeSlater.locals.com. Transcript, commercial free, MikeSlater.locals.com.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.